Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Very interesting development in the Republican primary for president in 2024. What? Did I speak correctly? What Republican primary for president in 2024? There will be one. You know there will be one. If Donald Trump avoids indictment in New York for financial fraud, he'll be in on it. So will Ted Cruz, Josh Hawley, DeSantis of Florida, a whole bunch of them, Nikki Haley. But there's a dark horse emerging, and this is something to keep an eye out for. Mike Pence. Mike Pence is set to keynote a Republican Party fundraiser in New Hampshire. They call it the Lincoln-Reagan dinner. They used to, we used to call it the Jefferson-Jackson Day dinner in our party, the Democrats. That got changed to the Founders Day, all the founders. Republicans used to call it the Lincoln dinner except that they ended up not liking Lincoln because, remember, Lincoln freed the slaves. He was the party of the left in 1860. And they changed it to the Reagan dinner, just the Reagan dinner. And the Conservative Political Action Committee, CPAC, when they have their annual convention, all the Republicans come and suck up to them, have these seminars. And one of the seminars one year was, quote, Lincoln, friend or foe? That's how much they think of Lincoln. Well, we call them on it. A lot of us call them on it. So now they go Lincoln-Reagan dinner. Okay, whatever. But it's a big deal. It's a big deal in New Hampshire. It's a big deal anywhere. Just like the old Jefferson-Jackson Day dinner was a big deal here. When I was party chairman, I had Ted Kennedy in. I had Mayor Harold Washington of Chicago in. You get national figures. It's a lot of fun. Mike Pence has been invited to keynote it. He's not being invited to keynote it if there aren't folks in New Hampshire, the first primary in the country, who are not interested in him. And let me tell you something. Mike Pence, the day of the insurrection, they went up there saying, hang Mike Pence, because Donald Trump set him up, set up his own vice president. Said, well, if Pence does the right thing, great. And if he doesn't, oh, well. They took the hint. They went up to kill him. They erected a gallows. Take a look at the video. There was a gallows on the Capitol grounds. And they went through the hall shouting, where's Mike Pence? Hang Mike Pence. Where's Nancy Pelosi? Oh, Nancy. These people were out to kill somebody. So how does a guy like Mike Pence get nominated in a party that wanted to hang him? You know, it's not as simple as that. The vast majority of the Republican Party, the more traditional types, will look at him as somebody who's very conservative, but without Trump's very weird, aberrant behavior. Secondly, he was the vice president. Like Biden was the vice president under Obama. Pence was the vice president. And number three, if he's hit on the Trump connection, he can say very quietly, well, you know, I agree to disagree with him on January 6th. Oh, and by the way, they were going to hang me. So he's going to make himself out to be a bit of a martyr. It's an interesting theory. My own feeling is that if Trump runs, he will win the primary. But if Trump doesn't win, I do not see Ron DeSantis, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, or any of these clowns beating Mike Pence. He may very well end up, you've heard it here, be the Republican nominee in 2024. And if he is, it's something we can't take lightly, because Donald Trump lost by 7 million votes nationally. Biden got 306 electoral votes, but he only won Wisconsin by 20,000 votes. He won Georgia by 14,000 votes. He won Arizona by something like 14,000. All you have to do, he won only Pennsylvania, where he was born, millions of votes. He won by 70,000 votes. You know something? If that flips a little bit, it would have gone the other way, even though the popular vote went against the Republicans. Do not discount what I'm saying. Do not discount what I'm saying. If Mike Pence ends up as the nominee, he's lackluster. He's very right wing. Nobody I know is going to vote for him. However, if he is seen as Trump without the criminality and the exotic tastes and the bad, weird language and conduct, and especially if he's seen as not betraying us to the commie Ruskies, we had better mind our P's and Q's. If Joe Biden is the nominee, although he'll be old, he'll be 82 years old, but if he's the nominee, he'll win. If he's not the nominee, we've got to give a lot of thought to our nominee, believe me. Go to the lines. Mark from the SAC, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Mark?
Well, you just popped it. You know, another thought into my head, you know, that, but Mike Pence stood by while Donald Trump sold us out to the commie Ruskies, you know, that can't ever be forgotten. You know, Mike Pence was passing bills in when he was governor of, was it Indiana? He was passing, you know, signing bills that, that women had to register when they had miscarriages or be investigated when they had miscarriages to make sure they didn't induce that miscarriage. I mean, that Mike Pence is bad for women. The current crop of Republicans wants to ban, you know, they seem to want to ban all birth control. They want to ban, you know, people that don't vote Republican from voting and, you know, toss all people's votes. I mean, that it's just, you know, that undemocratic and authoritarian, that is what the Republican Party is. I mean, that I don't know if you want to use the F word for them, the fascist word for them, in common parlance, but it must be understood that that's what they represent now, the authoritarian, the extreme authoritarian right. I mean, that we don't want to get, as Democrats, we don't want to get into a circular firing squad talking about the authoritarian left, because we don't have, you know, I don't see as true authoritarians on the left that want to have just one party rule or our way or the highway, that they may have some views that we disagree with, critical of, you know, for example, you know, the criticism coming from some of them on Israel. But I mean, there's people in Israel that are using the same language criticizing Israel. I mean, there's actually people who actually oppose what Israeli government has done in the settlements, and those voices are quashed. You know, we don't hear about those voices here in America. I guess I've drifted far afield, but we have to, you know, that we have to take, you know, every of these Republicans seriously, because they are the authoritarian right, and they just would just assume that we operate the way Putin does in Russia, and that they're in charge, and the rest of us better mind our P's and Q's, or we're going to end up in some gulag. And
you know, yeah, I agree with you on the authoritarian right is the threat. There's no question. Like, and the people on the left whom I disagree with, people who are socialists, people who are not just questioning policy in the Middle East, but are actually anti-Semitic, I can't tolerate. But really, when you talk about the authoritarian right, there's not, you're right, an authoritarian left in the same sense. That's absolutely true. The other thing that you're saying is very true. Everything you just said about Mike Pence is right. It's true. And it'll be absolutely the message of the Democrats. And the question is, the only question is, does that carry Pennsylvania, Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada? In fact, just Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin. And Biden himself won Wisconsin by only 20,000 votes. Michigan, he won by 100,000. Pennsylvania, his home state, he won by 70,000 out of millions cast. All I'm getting at is that if there are people, and then Biden's not on the ticket, if Kamala Harris is on the ticket or somebody else on the ticket against Mike Pence, everything you say is true, but does that, where do the 20,000 go in Wisconsin? Where do the 70,000 go in Pennsylvania? I think we can win. We're going to win, but I'm telling you, it's not going to be a cakewalk. That's all I'm saying. Listen, I've been involved in a lot of campaigns going back a long time, and you can never take it for granted. It's like the NBA finals. It's like the Super Bowl. All of that. You can say all you want, but anything can happen on a given Sunday and anything can happen in a given championship, period. End of story. Thanks a lot for calling on, Mark. Great. So, Luke, you're wiggling your thumbs. We have a text, my friend.
Yeah, we got a couple of texts in to the text line, 844-967-2789. We got actually two people texting in, so I don't know if we'll be able to get to all of them before the break, but I'll read them for you. First was the Chuckster from Racine texting in, asking about your thoughts on the lawyer F. Lee Bailey passing away yesterday. So don't know if you have any thoughts there for the Chuckster. And then Bill from Shorewood wanted to let us know that the jobs report just dropped. The economy added 559,000 jobs in May, and the unemployment rate is now down to 5.8%. So
great. Thanks very much for Chuckster of Racine. Bill from Shorewood, I do want to respond to him right now. And Chuckster of Racine and F. Lee Bailey, I never met him, but you may not know this, but he was the part owner in Marinette of a company, I think it made helicopters. And the wife of a law partner of mine at Quarles and Brady was one of their senior executives. And she said he was a very fine, he wasn't the direct boss, but as an owner, you had to pay attention to him. And he was a very fine owner of that company. So that, I was glad to hear that. He took controversial cases, all right? He just took controversial cases. And the O.J. Simpson case, O.J. Simpson killed those two people. And they got off criminally. He got nailed civilly. He got away with murder. So under our system, and F. Lee Bailey, I think, was not the guy that gave the actual jury summation, but F. Lee Bailey was a very great lawyer. At the end of his life, he ran into trouble. I think he was disbarred. I think he went bankrupt. And the mighty have fallen. He died. He was 87 years old. And all I can say is he was flawed. He was a human being. Mixed record. But I can tell you the Wisconsin connection. He was the part owner of a company in Marinette that made helicopters. And a person I know there very well, the wife of a friend of mine, worked for him and thought he was a fine boss, a fine owner. And then Bill of Shorewood, thank you for that great info. Bill of Shorewood says that more than 500,000 new jobs added last month. Unemployment down to, I think he said 5%. That is
5.8%.
Yeah, thank you. That is good news. Thank you, Bill of Shorewood. Because everybody wringing their hands, oh, Biden, we only added 200,000 jobs. Hey, come on, relax. It's a year long. They're 12 months. 500,000 jobs, a lot of jobs. So we're going to a break. The lines are alive. Do not hang up. Do not hang up. I will get back to the lines. Lines still open, 844-967-2789. Back right after the break.